What do you call these things that come up out of the ground after a heavy rain? These are little animal-like things. You could fish with them.
Oh, you're talking about worms.
Mm-hmm. All right, different names for them.
Ground worm.
Okay. Anything else? If it moves around a lot, what you call it?
Wigglers.
Okay. All right, what do you call an animal that carries a shell on its back?
Turtle.
Okay, is there a different name for one that lives in the water?
Well, the one in the water is called a turtle, and the one on the ground is called a turtle. He's a hard-shelled turtle, and soft shell lives in the water.
Okay, and one that has a flat sort of shell, maybe lives in South Georgia. You ever heard him called a gopher?
No, not that.
Okay, how about any other names?
Terrapin,
okay. All right, in the creek, in a freshwater creek, there's a little animal that looks a lot like a lobster, only it's a whole lot smaller. Has little pinchers on it.
Oh, you're talking about crawfish?
Yeah. Okay, and these little seafood animals are caught off the coast of Georgia in great big nets, and you boil them or you fry
them. Shrimp.
Okay. Okay, this is an insect, I guess, and it flies around candlelight.
Firefly or a lightning bug.
Okay, now this particular one will eat holes in your winter clothes.
That's a moth.
Okay, and if you have a whole lot of them, you say, look at all those
moths.
Okay. Now, what do you call this thing that flies around the pond, and it's usually shiny colored?
You're talking about the mosquito?
No, I'm talking about something larger that probably would eat mosquitoes. Sometimes people used to think that you saw these things if
around
there was a snake nearby. Yeah.
Well, we used to call them snake doctors. And,
okay.
What do I call them?
How about dragonflies?
Dragonflies, yes.
Okay. All right, these mean old animals that build nests and they fly out and sting you.
Bees or yellow jackets or a wasp.
Okay, and what?
Hornets,
all right. And what about those things that are around standing water and they might give you malaria if they bite you?
Mosquitoes.
Okay. And how about the bug that is in the grass and it jumps along and...
That's a grasshopper.
Okay. And how about the little bitty fish that you use as bait?
Is a minnow.
And what is it that a spider does outside?
Spin a web.
Okay, and what do you call where the spider lives?
Web.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is it that gives a tree its food from the ground?
The roots, feeder roots.
Okay. And what do you call a tree that gives you, you take the sap from and make syrup?
That's maple tree.
Okay. And what do you call a stand of those trees?
A grove.
Okay. And how about, do you ever have this kind of tree grow around here?
A sycamore.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. And what does it look like?
It looks a little like a maple, and it grows taller and has a white slippery bark on it.
Okay. And what are some other trees that grow around here real well besides?
Well, you have pine and water oak, and post oak, red oaks, and you got walnuts, cherry trees, and sweet gum trees, hickory nut trees.
Okay.